May 26, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe and Danielle. The sky over Oroville today is cloudless, overcast, and breezy. Southwest winds 14 to 28 kilometers from now through Tuesday night, with a temperature range 28 to 33 degrees. Here's Ulrich of the telephone service.
Ulrich, you are in Oroville since
1997.
And you are in charge now of
the Oroville telephone service.
So it works?
Oh yeah, it works for the most part, it does.
And with the telephone goes internet.
Absolutely, yeah. For out of 1,000, to give rough figures, out of 1,000 phone subscriptions, 400 are enabled with the broadband facility.
400?
Yeah, so we are talking about 40%. And probably that's by far the largest portion of broadband connection to Orovillians. There's also an Oroville-operated wireless network that still might also cater to, let's say, as many as 200 subscribers.
We are, as Oroville Radio, located in the conference room, and we would like to get a 2 gigabyte connection to make the Oroville Radio and the conference room able to stream out video and do video conferences.
The problem here is that we speak of this technology as DSL, but accurately, we should call it ADSL, which stands for asymmetric digital subscriber line. And it means that there's a larger part of the bandwidth reserved for downloading, only a smaller part for uploading. Now, if you are in the position that you want to send something into the internet, it should be exactly in the reverse order. And how to facilitate that, I'm not quite sure.
You were working in Germany before. What is the difference between working here and working in Germany?
Yes. I mean, we clearly have to come to grips with the situation here, that we are not much in control of what's happening. One just needs to learn how to surrender to the fact that a lot of circumstances can come into the play, unforeseen, unpredictable, that just take their tribute on the course of events. And then we make the best out of it.
The Residents' Assembly Service calls a general information meeting today, giving information and discussion related to BBC's documentary and newspaper article on Oroville. 5 p.m., Town Hall Conference Room. The following is an excerpt of a statement regarding the BBC documentary on Oroville, which has been posted on the Oroville website, www.oroville.org. No opportunity has been given to any Oroville authority to refute the statements given on BBC. Only after strong protests from both the Working Committee and Oroville International UK did the BBC agree to include a short interview with a member of the Working Committee. This interview was tagged onto the video and aired after it, and is therefore far less persuasive than if it would have been included within the film itself. Oroville has zero tolerance towards sexual activities with minors and does not tolerate such behavior from Orovillians or Oroville guests. As soon as information about such activities comes to the notice of Oroville, the matter is investigated and swift action is taken against the perpetrator, who is made to leave Oroville, and the Indian authorities are informed. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website, oroville radio.org. Thank you for listening.